VOA Learning English. Welcome to This is America. I'm Christopher Cruz.
And I'm Kelly Jean Kelly. About 3.7 million Chinese Americans live in the United States. A 2009 study showed the American public considered Chinese Americans educated, hardworking, and having strong family values.
Chinese Americans have not always been accepted easily into American society. The first large group of Chinese immigrants came to the United States in the middle 1800s. At that time, some Chinese moved to the American West to build a railroad across the country. Many others worked in mines or on farms. Chinese immigrants helped the U.S. economy. However, most Americans saw the Chinese as competitors.
William Wei teaches history at the University of Colorado in Boulder. He says Chinese immigrants were not treated well. They had to live together in poor neighborhoods or do hard work in laundries and restaurants that did not pay very much. Mr. Wei says the American public did not believe Chinese immigrants could ever be part of their society. In fact, in 1882, the U.S. Congress approved and the president signed the Chinese Exclusion Act. The law barred Chinese people from moving to the United States and becoming citizens. It was the first and only U.S. law to ban a specific ethnic group. The U.S. government canceled the ban during the 1940s after China became an American ally in World War II. Yet the government limited the number of Chinese migrants to just 105 per year. Finally, in 1965, the government ended the system restricting Chinese immigration.
Frank H. Wu leads the Hastings College of the Law at the University of California. He says the history of Chinese immigrants in the United States helps explain why so many Chinese Americans are well-educated. The Chinese people who were able to immigrate were talented. They were students on scholarships. They were people who had great potential, he says. Mr. Wu says many Chinese Americans are pleased the American public considers them smart, good citizens who fit well into the country. But, he adds, even positive stereotypes about Chinese Americans cause problems. Imagine someone standing up and saying, "My race is better. You should be like me," he says. Mr. Wu says the United States includes people of many races, and one race should not be considered better. He says white Americans may also blame other minorities for not being as successful as the Chinese. Some Americans say, "Look what we did to the Chinese. We discriminated against them, committed violence against them, excluded them from our country. Yet they still have achieved. Therefore, if your minority has not succeeded in our land of opportunity, it is clearly your fault." Mr. Wu says such thinking leads people to think victims are responsible for their abuse. Charles Gallagher of LaSalle University added that all Chinese Americans are not good in school. One who does not succeed as easily may feel he or she does not really belong.
Helen Zia is a Chinese American writer. She says U.S. policymakers may believe the Chinese are successful, so the government does not have to help those who are poor or suffering. And, Ms. Zia says, some people may believe Chinese Americans are too successful. If we are perceived as being able to endure everything, it also means that we can be perceived as being able to take over everything, she says.
Frank H. Wu is the son of parents who immigrated to the United States from China. Mr. Wu says people ask him every day where he is from. I explain that I'm from Detroit, Michigan, he says. Detroit is a city in the middle of the U.S. But people shake their heads and say, no, no, what I mean is, where are you really from? Frank Wu says the word really shows he is not considered a true American. He says the question can make him and other Chinese Americans feel hurt. Mr. Wu writes about Asian American issues for the Huffington Post website. He notes that some Americans say they do not trust Chinese Americans. They are called communists, he says, with secret loyalties to China. A 2012 survey of U.S. public opinion found some truth in Mr. Wu's observation. The survey showed that about one-fourth of those questioned believed Chinese Americans would support China over the United States in a dispute between the countries. Another survey found that 72% of Chinese Americans said discrimination against their community was a problem.
Chinese American writer Helen Zia once said, whenever U.S.-China relations get chilly, Chinese Americans get pneumonia. In other words, political problems between the two countries affect Chinese Americans personally. Trade between China and the United States is one example. Some American industries say Chinese businesses import products at prices that are too low. The prices are not fair, they say. And, as a result, American companies must cut workers. Helen Zia says, such complaints are like thinking of Chinese imports as evil.
Ms. Zia says the American public also criticizes U.S. politicians for developing close relationships with China. For example, in 2012, critics of President Barack Obama said he had violated election laws by accepting cash donations from China. The Obama campaign denied violating such laws. Ms. Zia said U.S. politicians accuse each other of being corrupted by Chinese money. She said that is another way of playing to the public's fear of any Chinese invasion of the United States.
In 2009, a Chinese-American group called the Committee of 100 asked the American public for their opinion about Chinese Americans. About 80% said they had a good or positive attitude about Chinese Americans. But only 64% of Chinese Americans said they felt others had a positive attitude toward them. Sociology professor Charles Gallagher says, most Americans believe they are accepting of minorities. But, he says, Americans can accidentally cause harm if they act like everyone in a minority group is the same.
Bernie Wong leads a Chinese-American organization in Chicago. She says attitudes about her community have improved. In the past, she says, Americans believed people from China worked only in stores and restaurants. Now there are many Chinese Americans who are in the corporate world and very successful in investing in new businesses, she says. So the whole attitude has shifted. Bernie Wong adds that the Chicago government now asks Chinese Americans for their opinions about political and business concerns. And when Chinese Americans say they have been treated unfairly, she says, her organization works with city officials to resolve the problem. We don't always assume that people look at us negatively, Ms. Wong said.
In September 2014, the Pew Research Center published information about international migrants. The United Nations defines an international migrant as a person who has been living for a year or longer in a country other than the one in which he or she was born. The Pew Research Center found that over 45 million international migrants lived in the United States in 2013. Yet Pew found only 850,000 people living in China were born in other countries. Let us put that another way. Last year, about one in every seven U.S. residents came from another country. But you would have had to meet about 1,600 people in China before you met a foreigner who was a permanent legal resident. The comparison between the two countries is interesting because the United States and China have the biggest economies in the world. But China has over 1 billion more people. David Fitzgerald is with the Center for Comparative Immigration Studies at the University of California in San Diego. He explained that both the U.S. and China are unusual when it comes to immigration.
So what makes the U.S. unusual is this sustained volume of immigrants. The U.S. has been a major country of immigration since its founding.
In other words, many immigrants have come to the U.S. for many years. In the beginning, Mr. Fitzgerald says, the main reason was space.
The U.S. had a very small population on a very big continent and was very keen to attract foreigners to populate that continent.
By comparison, Mr. Fitzgerald said, moving permanently to China is more structured, and the country does not have a history of immigration. Instead, it has a history of emigration, of citizens leaving the country to live somewhere else. China's large population means that it does not need to employ many foreign workers with basic skills. Instead, China's international migrants are often well-educated professionals. Yet the low percentage of international migrants in China does not mean people are not moving.
There are actually more internal migrants within China moving from the countryside to the cities than there are total international migrants in the world.
Mr. Fitzgerald called the movement of people within China the largest migratory movement in world history. I'm Kelly Jean Kelly. You can read and listen to our programs at learningenglish.voanews.com. Join us again next week for This is America.